Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Oh, man, Monica. I hope he can make it through the day. I'm worried about him.
Why?
What are you looking at Antoine for? Why would you assume it's Antoine? Why would you assume
know.
I'm worried about him?
Know.
Is it because he's the only other person in here?
Maybe.
That, yeah.
That could be it.
Well,
correct.
It is. Okay. So it's about him. K92 Morning Thang. Monica, Zach, Antoine. I'm worried about him this morning.
Why are you worried about me?
Well, I mean, you're smiling.
Yes.
You seem like you're in a good mood.
Yes.
But, okay, maybe it's because you can separate. I think that's what it is. So there's Antoine Terrell, ready to tackle the day, ready to attack this Tuesday, smiling or at least faking it till he makes it. And then he separates himself from Coach Antoine.
Yeah.
0-1, loser. Oh, man. Yeah. Antoine coaches middle school girls basketball,
Cave Spring.
And last night was game one.
Game one of the season.
And
we lost.
Nope.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, you take an L sometimes.
Yeah, you have to.
And you
like,
do.
And like we told the girls, you know, games like last night help us learn where we need to focus. Because, you know, from tryouts to our first game, there's only 1 week of practices. So we're trying to figure out where we are.
Yeah, that's
brand
not
new
a lot.
Girls to the team.
There's not a lot of time. That's the hardest thing when you coach youth sports, because they're the same thing, where they put these teams together. You got about 2 weeks to give them some practices. And then games start, and there's so many games jammed into the schedule, you don't really get to practice anymore either.
No, not really. And because, you know, not to make excuses, but we're also sharing the middle school with the high school.
Yeah.
So practices are even shorter this year than we've had in the past.
Let's blame the high school. It's their fault. it's the high school.
Yeah.
And the saddest thing about all of it, Monica, is because I read right into it when he was telling me in the email, he said, you know, we lost last night. He said the girls just weren't ready. I mean, I see it right there. Bad coaching. That's, you know.
I take blame. I am not going to blame my girls. We didn't get them prepared. They were a little shook at the beginning of the game. They weren't ready. That's our fault.
Now his smile has went away, Zach.
I brought it together.
Where's a chair? I'm going to throw.
Okay, well, you know what? We can distract. Good morning, everybody. Look at this $5,000 over here. It's all shiny and ready to be won.
Can I have it?
Well, you'd have to quit this job.
Okay.
Actually, and since you already know the answer to Secret Sound, you'd be ineligible for this one.
Jesus!
All right, so no, I'm
next
sorry.
Year.
Nope.
Next year when you're gone. Oh, man. So get ready for it. It's your Tuesday in the house. We can distract. Everybody, it's appropriate now to start freaking out and overreacting and going crazy because that chicken sandwich is coming back,
it
I guess,
is
on
It is coming
Sunday.
Back.
So it's time to lose yourself again in that sandwich that you forgot you love so much. And now it will be back. And I think, Monica, so what Antoine and I were talking about yesterday, because there's all this hype, the Popeye's chicken sandwich is coming back, and they're throwing shade at Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A is throwing shade at Popeye's, and Wendy's is sitting in the corner going, ooh, me, let me be a part of this too. They're all fighting on social media. I don't think I've had any of those three spicy chicken sandwiches before.
I've never had the Wendy's one.
Maybe I had a Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, I've had Popeye's. I've never had the Wendy's one.
So
the spicy chicken, I had never had any of them. Like the Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
And actually the spicy chicken I haven't had of any place. I just got the regular chicken.
All right, well then
sandwich.
There you go. So that's what I'm thinking. Since I've never really had any of them, let's just settle this whole stinking debate next week, like Monday. We'll get one of each of them and do blind taint test. Yikes, that would be a terrible.
Oh no. When can I quit?
We
right
quit.
Now?
Oh, yeah.
We're all quitting. We're done.
Yeah.
Blind taste test. And just settle this debate. Get it over with. And Monica, I'm putting you in charge as the judge because you're doing all this diet keto garbage, so you don't even count. So me
That's
and
true.
Antoine will try these sandwiches, and you can you'll know which is which, and you can let us know at the end. We on board for that? Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, all right. We're going to nail this thing down because I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of them fighting. We're going to be the definitive answer. Good morning, y'all. What's on your mind? 52353. What's next in the diamond?
Are we done with the gender reveal parties?
Oh, I know.
Are we done?
Oh.
I don't,
We need to be done.
Yeah, I think we need.
I'm looking for creative ideas.
Oh, but I think we keep searching, and they're a little dangerous.
Yeah, okay. Because you know what happens? Everyone gets creative, and then somebody dies. We'll explain next.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day. Well,
gender reveal parties, they are the new thing.
They are.
You know, people go just like wild for these parties, and they go viral.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
It's
know?
One of those things where it's like, all right, look, I get it. It's a big deal for y'all, and it's very exciting to reveal to everybody. But I feel like you are abusing the use of the word party, because this does not feel like a party to me.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a party after. You have to wait for the balloon pops or whatever.
I've always thought that the gender reveal in a baby shower could just be one party.
They should, but nowadays, no. You have to have everything separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I would agree with, is if we're going to bang out these, fine, I'll call them fringe parties, because they're still not party. We're not having a house party. We're not having a huge dinner party. It's you get together, you eat some uninspired tea sandwiches. Somebody's pregnant, so it's not like it's raging or anything.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, well, listen, this was an intimate gathering.
Okay.
Six family members.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, for the gender reveal. Now, the dad, I'm assuming the dad, he decided to put together an explosive device.
Because the dads are stupid. I know what you're saying. Okay. Well, no.
He decided, you know, to put either the blue or the pink powder in this homemade device,
okay.
So that when they're ready, they can just go, boom, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's the smoke.
Yeah, it's the girl. It's a boy.
It's the blue smoke, well, and this will be great. Yeah.
You know, everyone's excited, but when this device goes off, it really explodes, and all kind of metal pieces and shrapnel hit the guest, killing the grandmother.
Yeah. Yeah. He built a pipe bomb by mistake. He wanted to make this little, I'm going to make this little thing, this explosive device. I don't know if he went to the internet to figure it out, but he built a pipe bomb.
It was terrible.
Yeah, and so what happens is, the way a pipe bomb works is it shoots metal all over the place.
The shrapnel. Well, yeah,
yeah. It's not the actual explosion that hurts anybody.
No, it's
the
shrapnel.
Stuff.
It's and, so, and that's what, she was killed on impact. It was that bad of, you know, it's what it is.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was a complete accident, but. Wow. You know?
I know. But that's the problem, is everyone wants to get more creative, more elaborate. I want to make an impact. I want to be viral on the internet. This is why people try to take selfies on cliff sides and they fall because things like this happen. Yeah.
Just be careful with your parties, gender reveal parties, any party, you know, just, selfies, just, all of it.
Just put it in a cake and then cut the cake and whatever color is inside the cake, blue or pink.
And before,
or
you do it, before you do it, think about it. Is it worth the likes? And the shares, you know.
And I know what you're saying is, well, that cake one is boring. Well, like I said, gender reveal parties are boring. So just own what you are. That's all you got to do. Yikes. Yeah, that was really unfortunate. But again, own what you are. Like Monica Brooks, overly competitive with children.
Yes.
Own what you are. And she did. She owned it. Yesterday, she made no apologies for what she did with this child. And she actually made excuses as to why this child was a big fat cheater in the first place. I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't matter how old or young you are. If you're in Monica Brooks's way of victory, then you're an obstacle that needs to be overcome.
Competitive.
That take that, babies that are listening this
we
morning.
You gotta learn.
Exactly. You gotta learn right away.
Gosh.
I will defeat you. What are you talking about? Thang in the house. Monica, Zach, Antoine. We will explain because Monica got very competitive with the child. And who won? Ultimately, who was victorious in this contest? We have, we have our Buffalo Wild Wings watch party. That's coming up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hang out, watch some football, it'll be at the newly remodeled Buffalo Wild Wings Tanglewood location. VIP passes, we're going to do them at 8:15 today. So 8:15, you want to win those, they'll be in Factor Bullcrap that gets you some reserve seating. We have free food for you there, and then a $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. So that's this Saturday. Anyone can come. Buffalo Wild Wings, we're going to start at 2:30 with the Hokie Notre Dame game that goes down at a very bizarre college football time of 2:30.
It's a weird time. Mm-hmm. I was like, is that Central time?
I don't know.
It's our time.
And then you got daylight saving this weekend, and I'm getting all confused. Am I falling back? I don't know. Is that why we're doing this? What's the deal? Also this week on Thursday, we talked to dead people for Halloween. Suzanne Northrup will be in here, and she is our psychic medium, and she will communicate with the dead. This is a little pre-show of the Hope for the Holidays event that happens in November. Tickets will go on sale on Thursday. Lock it in at the price that we had from last year. We managed to lock that in. Price will go up as we get closer to the event, but as long as you buy your tickets right now, you'll be all set. So that is this Thursday. You'll be able to buy them online at K92Radio.com. If you survive that far, because you don't know, if you get in Monica Brooks's way, There might be something to pay because she was go-kart racing over the weekend.
Yep.
As she continues to say, on behalf of a child, I didn't want to do this.
I didn't have a wristband. And some of the kids, they were too small.
You're driving illegally.
So they need to have someone there to accompany them.
So were you in a car with a child?
Yep.
Okay, you were.
Yeah, and they were all just like, "Wee!" Yeah.
All right. I almost took it as because she kept saying, "I'm doing this on behalf of a child."
No, they were
like
in there.
The child was watching
he
through the window.
Someone to accompany them.
Right. So you sat the child by the window and said, "Just pretend it's you."
Your hand like this.
Well, one of the go karts, it was cute because they had like a little steering wheel for the kids, so they could pretend that they were doing it.
I'd like you to have one of those in real life. That would be all right. Here's what happened.
Some kid.
You haven't. Hendrick's birthday party yesterday.
You have a driver's license.
I know, but he hit me like right as I'm going around. Because there's no bumping, by the way, at this go-kart.
Oh, God. Here we go.
No bumping, but he bumped.
Nothing like an adult lady. Complain about the rules.
And I came in second. He gave me the eye of, you're going down, lady.
And I've been to that place before, and yes. I did laser tag there against some kids, too.
Laser tag.
Oh, man, I was tearing them kids up.
Yeah.
And then there's always that one little jerk kid that just follows you around and won't leave you alone.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you really, as an adult, have to fight the urge of pistol whipping him with your little laser tag thing. Get him out of here. Yeah, so really, you're not alone. We're all overly competitive. Yeah.
I think I would have got to learn.
But what I just realized, because you lost to that kid, correct?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did you lose, you had another kid with you that you caused to lose with you.
Right. You lost by tribute.
They enjoyed the experience.
But they lost.
That was, they lost.
The experience of loserdom. That's what it was.
Led them to a loss.
Well, Monica was so overly competitive afterward, Antoine, because she was mad that she got bumped, that for the child that she rode with, she took that child and threw them at the winner. So how dare you? You're a cheater. Here comes a torpedo. Get ready. If you've ever been overly competitive with a child, it's okay. You can confess right now. It's fine.
Right.
52353. You shut them down at laser tag. I once crushed my son in a game of NHL on Xbox.
Ooh.
His head was getting too big.
You gotta do it sometimes.
He was thinking he was good, and I'm thinking, you don't really even know how to play hockey. You're only good because I let you be good. So now it's 9-0. Of course, you quit after that. But, you know, sometimes you gotta teach him a lesson. Then you get a little overly competitive from time to time. And children are involved.
Yeah.
They need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
My son is he's a lousy loser. Always trying to cheat in Candyland. I watch him and his sister play. Next thing you know, look, I got the double purple. No, you didn't, you cheater. Drive me nuts. Of course, when he loses, then he just throws a tantrum when he leaves. But that has to happen.
He gets over it.
He has to work through it.
Mm-hmm.
He has to work through it.
And, you know, because when he wins and then I have to be the one to throw a tantrum and leave, I don't want to have to do that every time.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. 52353. This person is a middle school boys PE teacher. I get overly competitive when I play games like dodgeball with my students.
You got to, because they won't shut up. If they win, they won't shut up.
Right.
So.
And they walk through life thinking, I'm better than this. I'm better than the PE teacher.
No, you're going to lose sometimes.
You got to. She's like, all right.
That's what it is.
I got to hit them hard, but not too hard. Dodgeball. Here we go. Here's another one. So text 52353 if you're overly competitive, especially with children. So my sons or husband will no longer play any board games with me. Every time we play the game, sorry, and I win, I throw my arms in the air, dance around, and sing We Are the Champions, and either one or both of the kids leave crying. Life lessons can't always be a winner. LOL.
Yep.
That's funny. Like, I envisioned that just now. That's pretty funny.
I can't play board games with my wife anymore because it's just
so competitive.
Yeah. Well, it's not that it's so competitive, Antoine. It's more the fact that she's bad at games and I can't resist letting her know that she's bad at those games. So then she gets mad at me and I get mad that she's not trying hard enough. And then there's that. So we can't be on the same team, but we can't be on opposite teams either, because then I'm winning and I'm rubbing it in at the same time.
Yeah, see, anybody who plays any kind of game with me knows that I'm too competitive to not try my hardest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
most of the time I start off as, this is just a game, but then I get really serious. I want to win. Right. I want to win.
But when I'm playing games with kids, I'll let them know, like, all right, we're going to have some fun. And then when it's about to get real, I give them a heads up. I'm like, all right, keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play for real now, so just hush up. Let's just keep having
they
fun.
They don't like that at all. Again, it ramps up. Every game Monica plays ends in being blood sport. That's how it all works out.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
I mean, you got to stay here for the answer for that, right?
I'm staying here.
If you leave, I think it's a guarantee you eat a spider. The minute you walk away, a spider crawls in your mouth. That's how we're going to do this. Sleep myths. There's all sorts of ones floating around, including that one about you know, what is it? You eat 8 spiders a year.
Yeah,
you've seen
you
that
hear
one.
That. Mm-hmm.
Because you're just sleeping and they crawl into your
little
mouth.
Tiny ones. Uh-huh.
Or there's little bits and pieces, I guess, that fall
little
out of the sky
there.
Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
nope.
That's not real. That's oh. It's a myth.
Started that.
Okay.
Who started that?
Yeah.
Somebody that enjoys watching everybody squirm. Because it is. I mean, I don't enjoy bugs, but I'm not overly freaked out about them.
Mm-hmm.
My son comes downstairs. I'm just sitting in the living room doing work yesterday. He goes, oh, I was on the phone with you, Monica.
Yeah.
Now, that's right. Now it's all coming to me. I'm on the phone with Monica. We're going through some work stuff. And he comes running down. And he's like making motions with his hands. I need you. You know, this is an emergency, whatever. Yeah, what is it? Daddy, there's a stink bug in my room. Like, all right, congratulations. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm to spring into action.
If you see a bug crawling on a stranger, do you alert them or do you go ahead and knock it off?
A bug crawling on a stranger.
Yeah, because
well, I do both.
Because I was stranger but what if the bug is a bug you've never seen before and it has pinchers?
I'm still gonna knock it off.
I'm not knocking. I'm letting you know.
Okay, because I was on Sunday. I was walking by and a woman said, "Oh my gosh!" And when her face scared me. I'm like, "What?" She said, "You have a bug on you." And I'm like, okay, can you, like, I'm thinking a stink bug.
Sure. Uh-huh.
She's like, I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, now I'm starting to freak out.
Right,
I'm like, what is it?
And you don't know what it is or where it is.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know. And then she went, and she just pushed her son away.
Protection.
And she smacked my butt, and she just knocked it off. It was on my butt. It was some kind of weird-looking bug with pinchers, big pinchers. So.
I see what this is, Antoine. There was no bug.
There was no bug. Yeah,
hang on. I got a slap right here. I'm in theory, I want to just flick it off for you and help you out, because if you tell someone, hey, you got a bug on you, they don't know where it is.
So they're going to freak out. Yeah.
But you know what? In this day and age, that's probably considered assault in 17 states, at least Vermont. So I am letting you know, hey, you got a bug on you. I'll see you later.
I'm gonna knock it off while saying it. I'm like, hey, you got something on you.
And just knock
it off. And knock it off. And then I'm gonna point to it. So you see,
but what
like,
if
hey,
it's something
right
that you know is poisonous?
If I know it's poisonous, geez.
You'd be like, oh my God.
I'm like, how often are you gonna have a scorpion on your head?
There is a tarantula.
Yes.
There's a rattlesnake on your head. What? Yeah, I'm just letting you know. And even letting you know, I feel like now you're going to say, what are you looking at me for? Oh, you leering at me? Checking me out?
Oh.
Hey, you got a bug on you. Come on. All right, so yeah, you don't swallow spiders. How about this one? Do you believe, is it true or false? Drinking alcohol before bed helps you sleep.
Helps you sleep, I guess.
It knocks me out, but I
Wrong!
Feel terrible in the morning.
Yeah, see, that's what it is. It will knock you out, but it messes with your quality of sleep because your heart rate is going. For me, it's body temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Body temperature, so
my
it makes me all wiggly and wriggly all the time. How about leaving the TV on to help you fall asleep? Do you believe that one is a thing?
It helps me.
Well.
Wrong!
I'm sorry, you're wrong, Antoine. It doesn't help you.
It
may help you, but the blue light from your TV screen or your phone does mess with your body. And it does, again, no sleep on that one. How about this one? Some people just don't dream. Do you believe there are people that don't dream? Because you talk to people and say, I don't remember.
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, nope. I think people dream.
Everybody dreams.
Yes, that is correct. Everybody dreams. It's just some people can't remember nothing.
Yep.
Probably because they're watching TV, drinking, and there's spiders in their mouth, and that's what it is. But yeah, everybody dreams. You just might not remember them. Sleep myths in the house. Hot potato is next. So it's a game of yelling back and forth for prizes. Let me see what I have here. Okay, one of them, it's National Cat Day or something today. So we have something about that, and we have something about Halloween / horror movies.
This is a Monica day.
What are you, the cat?
No, I think you'll be all right.
I feel like you're a cat person.
Who, me?
Yeah, you seem evil.
I had one cat friend. It was Fish and Santos, my two favorite cats that I've met. Yeah.
Oh, you met?
She says cat friend. I'm thinking human. She's
they're actual cats that I get along with.
Fish and Santos, my neighbors. I love those guys.
K92 Morning Thangs.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato.
Now it's Antoine versus Monica in the game of carbs. Hot potato.
Uh-oh.
They go back and forth in a couple different categories. Let's get Diana in here. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning.
Diana.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, see, look at that. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
You freak.
I didn't know people said that.
Sorry, what was that, Diana?
I said Taco Tuesday, but I'm having stir fry.
Oh, okay. I know. You know what happens with me with Taco Tuesday is, for some reason, I never think of it till it gets to Tuesday. I already got dinner planned, and I always want tacos on Taco Wednesday is what happens for me. For some reason.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen for us because my son said, hey, it's Taco Tuesday. Let's have tacos tonight. Sorry, I already got dinner planned.
No. Mama got plans, okay? And the most difficult thing about making dinner is coming up with a plan. So once it's locked
in, got the plan.
No changing anymore. Get out of here. All right, Diana, would you like Antoine or Monica to play for you today?
Okay, so I've listened every morning for a very long time.
She
I gotta
studied.
Go with my gut, and that's Antoine.
Okay. You don't have to.
It's okay.
No, you don't
it's
have to
all right.
Sound like it was such a hard decision there. Come on.
And Diana, you don't have to lie and be like, well, it's my gut. No, it's the facts. You listen every time. You hear who wins more than they lose.
It's all right.
All right, Diana, hang on. Let's say good morning to Bethany. Bethany. Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
Bethany, will you be celebrating Taco Tuesday today?
We will be doing it tomorrow because I already had plans for tonight.
See, this is the way I work, too. I know. I'm dialed in. I'm the meal planner. I totally understand. So, Bethany, it'll be you and Monica today, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
No, I'm trying to, like, what is Taco Wednesday? Is that a burrito? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a name for
wasabi
Wednesday.
Wasabi Wednesday. I don't know.
Yes, you don't put wasabi on tacos.
You can.
Yeah, if you don't like tacos and you want to make them taste worse,
there you go.
All right, Diane and Bethany, here's the deal. Antoine versus Monica. I'll give you a category. They got 20 seconds to go back and forth in that category. They're passing the potato. Whoever's left holding the potato at the end of the round is the loser. Best of three. Antoine, you were chosen first, so you will go first in the game. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
20 seconds in the category. Halloween is Thursday, yes, as we all know. So we're just going to start. This is very simple. Go back and forth, and sequels don't count. So you say one, you've said them all. Horror movies, go.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Halloween.
Friday the 13th.
Texas Chainsaw.
Scream.
Carrie.
The Ring.
Cooties.
The Grudge.
Dang it. I should know. Wrong Turn.
Human Centipede.
Oh!
You got me on my movie.
I beat you on your own movie.
You got me on my movie.
I beat you on your own movie.
That's dirty.
Yes.
That's playing dirty.
Yes, that movie is dirty. You're correct.
No, yes, it is.
Shout out to the kid that beat you in go-karts.
No, that little kid. That little cheating kid. He bumped me.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, I'm playing this on behalf of him.
Look at that. Antoine.
Car number 53 needs to win.
Got her with her own movie.
Yeah, that's dirty.
The only person I've ever met in life that has some level of enjoyment of The Human Centipede.
The only reason I know that movie is because you talk about it.
I made a family movie.
And if you've never heard of it, please walk through life not hearing of it. Don't go find it. Don't even Google it.
Get your Halloween treats.
Don't do anything. It's not a Halloween treat on any level. Yikes. Okay, you lost in the horror movie category, so you have to make up for it now. Best of three. Monica, you will start this time. We have $5,000 in the secret sound on the way. We have the trending too. Netflix is doing something. And it's ridiculous. Okay, today's National Cat Day.
Yay.
So other than cats and dogs, it actually has nothing to do with cats. So it's National Cat Day, but I'm taking out cats and dogs.
Okay.
Anything else is game. Of course, if it qualifies, just give me pets that people have. No cats, no dogs, go.
A gerbil.
A snake.
Guinea pig.
Ferret.
A rat.
A bird.
Mm-hmm. You say ferret?
Yes, somebody did.
Okay.
I did.
They have a squirrel.
True. A hamster.
Mm-hmm.
And worms.
Yep.
Mike Tyson had a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Pigeons.
The other one. Nothing.
Right. Yep, that is a point
for
Monica.
You got your own animal.
Yeah. A pigeon?
I know. I just want to say it.
No, it's Antoine has a pet squirrel. That's exactly what it is. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say it.
Your laugh is enjoyable and scary all at the same time. No. It's like, ha, 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 ha. Final round is now. Antoine versus Monica. Back and forth in the game of hot potato. Who will win? This one has nothing to do with Halloween.
Okay.
Nothing to do with pets.
All right.
And everything to do with deli meat. Go, Antoine.
Ham.
Turkey.
Roast beef.
Salami.
Bologna.
What other meats? Pork.
Pork roll. Yeah, go ahead.
Sausage?
Uh-huh.
They have, what other? Beef?
Beef? No.
Roast
beef? He already said roast beef.
Oh, he did? Oh, crap.
Did you?
I said roast beef. Yes, I totally did.
Antoine,
it was the second one I said.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought I heard roast beef. Yeah, I'm sorry. Antoine said roast beef.
I said roast beef.
General beef would not be acceptable either. Oh, sorry. Bologna. I don't think anybody said bologna.
I think you said bologna.
I said bologna.
Did you? Okay.
Yep.
You could say chicken. They have the chicken.
Yeah,
the
I didn't say chicken. Yeah.
There's head cheese. Anyone wants to try the head
chicken
cheese?
Chicken always seems extra wet.
Yeah.
So I never get the chicken.
I feel like all deli meat is extra wet.
Some of it's really wet.
Like you can wring it out.
Yeah. And it gets that little shine to it, like a rainbow on it.
What kind of grocery store y'all shopping at?
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
This piece of paper is genius right here. Mm. Hold it in my hand, flap it around so you can hear this piece of paper.
It's a piece of paper.
It's Halloween on Thursday. You know, I had that study the other day that I thought was ridiculous, that some 80% of parents steal their kids' Halloween candy. Mm. It ain't stealing.
It's not?
No.
I feel like it is.
No, not. This is my house, my rules, and all those things. And I buy all the candy for the neighborhood, and then you're buying the Halloween costumes, and you're buying, you know, just life in general.
Okay.
Plus, let's not mention just the agony that children put you through so many different times. So you're entitled to a portion of it. And you are president of your house, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have right here, and you can go to our website if you want to print it out for yourself, k92morningthang.com. It is your very own Halloween candy tax form.
What?
Tax form.
It is a tax form. You print it out. It's got all the different candies listed on it. Reese Cups, Kit Kats, Twix, Snickers. I mean, it even goes down to Laffy Taffy and Unbranded is on there, too. And the kids can count how much they have of each one. And you let them know what the tax rate is, the percentage that's here in the corner. And see, it's teaching them math. It's teaching them life and adulting and all those things. And then you take the candy that was part of the tax in the end.
But it doesn't say how much the tax is per candy.
No, there's a tax rate in the corner.
Right,
see, I got a tax rate right here.
Oh, I see
can
it now.
Say 17% or whatever the heck it is.
It's fun you can do with the kids.
Right, and then I take 70% of
everything. Wait. Hold on.
Yes.
If they're learning.
What fun is it going to be for a kid losing candy?
Learning.
They're learning. They're learning experience.
This feels like fun to me. I don't know. Hey, they need to learn that sometimes when people tell you things are fun in life, they're liars and it's not really that much fun.
Number two,
got to shout them out. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's a restaurant in downtown Roanoke in the City Market building, actually. It's Caribica Soul.
I've heard of it.
You see, they went to Nashville for this huge thing.
Yeah, they sure did. Yeah.
Yeah, the food is great there. Mm-hmm. And they met Kacey Musgrave, the country singer.
Because she was here for like Floyd Fest.
Yes. So she was running through town on Floyd Fest, and they stopped in the market building to grab something to eat, and they just loved the food. Mm-hmm. At Caribica Soul, and she said, we would like you to cater our rap party at the end of our tour. Please come to Nashville, and you'll cook for my whole band and the family and
that's
all these
so
fans
awesome.
And all this different stuff.
They sure did.
Yeah, so that's exactly cool. What they did. So shout out to them. Like I said, they're downtown Roanoke. If you ever want to try them out, in the City Market building, and it's soul food and Caribbean food and jerk chicken and all that stuff. So it's just a cool way to highlight a little. What was that?
Oxtails. My voice went away. Right?
I didn't know what you said.
Is that delicious? It takes your voice right away.
You know, today I should point out that not only do you have Zach here and Antoine there and Monica, you also occasionally get haunted Monica as well.
Number one
trending. Netflix is testing this out. Crazy.
Okay.
I would never. We can't possibly be in this much of a hurry all the time. I mean, eventually, can we just do things in the time that they're supposed to be? We've already gotten to the point now where we watch Netflix, we get everything on demand, and then we want to binge watch things, and now we get to skip the intro, and then it automatically goes to the next one, too.
Yep.
Netflix is testing out variable playback speeds. So if you want to watch a show at 1.25 times or 1.5 times, so watch it slightly faster so you can cram in more and finish a show earlier, you might be able to do that.
Huh?
I know. Really,
we really don't have patience.
We have no patience. Now we can't even watching the show is too much. Instead of
rushed.
It taking 47 minutes, we want it to take 43. So we're gonna watch a show where it's like this instead. Is we're gonna go through and blah 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 blah.
Do you think there's ever a scenario in which you might not use it for the whole show, but maybe you realize you're running against the clock, and so you may speed up the last like 15 minutes?
No.
I could see that happening.
It just seems ridiculous to
especially
me.
Like somewhere with kids, or you thought you had more time, but now you have to leave or something.
I will finish it later. That's a crazy
no,
idea.
You can't just stop.
That's what
the
I
show.
Will do. I mean, really. And they're saying specifically so people can binge watch things faster. It's like, man, we just blow through the show. And what do I watch now? I got nothing. When's the next Stranger Things? Well, if you had watched it in longer than 2x speed in 3 hours to cram the whole thing in, then you would have more time. Hollywood is furious about this, by the way. Because all the directors are like, look, this is I pace a movie for a specific reason or a TV show, and now you're speeding it up. However, DVD players have had this option for years, so I guess people are doing it already, and a lot of people do it on podcasting as
Yes, I've done it on podcast before.
You've done this. Like, you've listened to it extra fast.
Not extra fast. It's usually like 0.5, not even 1.5, like 0.5.
So, well, 0.5 would be slowing it down, which is what's...
No, 0.5 faster than what you're already listening to.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not doubling it. I'm just...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He wants fractions. It really fast. He wants them to say, hello, hey. All right,
they are they are testing that out, too, where you can watch it. This is part of it, where you can watch it slower.
Mm.
So the show...
Oh, no.
Dang.
Can you imagine watching some of those boring seasons of Walking Dead on slow speed?
Aren't they already?
I know. Maybe that's where this came from. They've been testing
it. They're trying to speed it up.
We didn't even know. Monica Brooks has a lot of middle names. I don't know if you knew this. She's got April and Liwana.
Yes.
And Shade Thrower, I believe. Monica Shade Thrower Brooks. Trash and Antoine right to his face. Accidental trash.
Yes, it was. Mm-mm-mm.
Is accidental shade a thing?
Yes.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know if it is.
Is there a term for it, or is it accidental shade?
I think it was accidental shade.
It's called Monica's, what it is.
Let's get that started.
Oh, man. I'm like, whose favorite number is, whose number is 12? Whose favorite number?
Right. Just no one's favorite number is 12. Nobody on earth would ever have picked the favorite number of 12.
Who says my favorite number is 12?
Yeah, Antoine says. My favorite
number is
12. And you had a necklace with 12 on it?
Why are you saying it like that? Don't we have a Secret Sound caller that we need to talk to?
We do, but we would.
Yes, I had a necklace, and the charm was the number 12. That was the number I've always worn when I played sports.
Laughing at you the whole time. It's a big old haunted church laugh, too.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, I know women.
Oh, wait, that's a typo, sorry.
I know nothing about women. Look, it's important to understand your own strengths and weaknesses. I know cooking. I know pointless details about fantasy football. Women, I don't know nothing. You ladies do an amazing job of holding on to the mystery. You seem like simple creatures. You even rope us in and make us feel like, yeah, I'm starting to figure this out. Then you totally steer the ship in the opposite direction and leave us standing there wondering what the heck just happened. Like, for example, why do women take so long to do everything? Like when my wife and I go to bed, I go upstairs, brush my teeth, do whatever else I need to do in the bathroom, get into bed, boom, 5 minutes. And now I'm ready, because it's snuggly time. Just waiting on the old wife to join me. And waiting. And waiting. And waiting. What the heck is going on in there? I mean, I get it. There's a couple more lotions and potions going on because ladies have a different routine and men are just gross ogres that say, me go sleep now. But still, how long does it really take to wash a face? Where's the hustle in all this? I'll be honest, ladies. I think you're doing it on purpose. Just taking your sweet time while we dudes lay there and get a little sleepy. Mm-hmm. Get a little sleepier. Get up. Yep, mission accomplished, and now you're over there watching Handmaid's Tale in peace. Uh-huh. Here's another one. Why do women seem like they're always on a mission to lose their ID? To men, the ID is the single most important rectangle we own. We guard that thing with our lives. We keep it in a certain spot in our wallet, and it never leaves that spot. That way, we know where it is at all times. Women, they treat that thing like it's an old receipt from Burger King. Sometimes it's in their wallet. Sometimes it's in their bag. Sometimes it's just randomly tossed in a pocket.
Oh, I don't know where my ID is.
You crazy girl. How can you be so casual about the single most important rectangle you own? I'll tell you how. Women are not held to the same punishments when they don't have their ID. Ooh. Try to get in the club. Oh, I can't seem to find my ID. Well, let me just check my shirt pocket here near my cleavage. And oh, I can go in anyway? Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, if you're a guy without an ID, jail. You're in jail. Homeless John Doe spotted on street, thrown in jail. No exceptions. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
That's all we know, and I want to know the rest.
I want to know what the fantasy is.
I know, it's very nosy, but that's okay. If you would like to join us in a future Let's Be Honest, just hit us up, specifically hit up Miss Monica, because she's the one that sets these up.
Let me know.
We say good morning to Not Beth. Hello, Not Beth.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So go ahead. We're very curious. Explain the situation.
Okay. I want to try exotic dancing. I work in like a kind of a professional setting, so and I've never done it before.
That almost sounds like the start of some of the dance routines. I work in the professional setting, and all of a sudden the buttons just start popping. Okay, sorry. Continue.
Yeah, no, I mean, so I'm kind of on the fence about it. I would like to try it, but, you know, I spoke to my husband about it, and he's supportive, and we talked about maybe going out of state and giving it a try.
Okay, so he's down. Yeah. He's got no issues whatsoever. Okay. And so when you say this, you want to go ahead and try the real deal, because I'm sure someone could easily just say, well, you know, they have those pole dancing classes that are fitness classes.
I've tried that before.
Yeah.
It's a great workout.
Yeah, I've done it before and I really enjoy the workout.
Okay. So you've done that when you say I'm good with the workout, but I would like to go all in for the experience. Not to mention, I mean, I hear stories of the finances that come rolling in on this thing.
From all reports.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Oh, I mean, just expressing myself and, you know, trying something new. And so it's just like, it's kind of about that.
Okay. I say out of state.
Oh yeah. Definitely out of state though. You don't want somebody from accountant.
Like,
to run into you one night.
Of course, you know what's you're going to find out is your boss, he goes out of state, so he can't be seen at a place like this. Next thing you know, like, hey, how's it going?
Hey.
But you know what? Then you have to keep the secret together, and you each have something to lose at that point, I guess.
Yeah. I say, yeah. North Carolina, D.C.,
You feel good about it. Your husband, you said he's supportive, so, you know, your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that way, again, if somebody does find out, then... Well, what were they doing there in the first place?
Exactly.
My dad always says it's a ridiculous analogy, but when I was a kid, it was not cool to go to Kmart. Did not want to go to Kmart. And if you were, my God, your social career was over.
Oh.
If you were rumored to have gone to Kmart. And my dad said, all right, we got to run by Kmart and get some stuff because it was a normal store. Why would you not? And I said, we can't. We cannot go. What do you mean you can't go? I cannot be seen in Kmart.
I am Zach Jackson.
Right. If anyone sees me in Kmart, my life will be over. And my dad very simply said, well, that means they're at Kmart, too. So this is going to be an excuse for both of you. Uh-huh. It's the thing that haunted you as a child. It wasn't even necessarily supposed to be a scary thing. Like if you're this person who texted into 52353. My dad's mounted deer head in the living room was terrifying. The eyes would follow you. They used to literally spring past it to go to the bathroom. That's Allie in Christiansburg. See, it changes your entire life. Certain things. When I was a kid, I saw the movie E.T.
Yes.
And it changed me forever. Scared the crap out of me as a child. And I don't know what it was, but I decided after seeing that movie, which again was supposed to be the greatest family movie of the 80s. I mean, that's really what it was being sold as. And for whatever reason, I was convinced that E.T. was underneath my bed at all times.
Oh, wow.
And again, E.T. was supposed to be a lovable little puppet.
Hey, phone home, Elliot. How you doing?
I know, but he had a little creepiness to him. He had the, hey, want to look? I got the finger with a little light on the end
of it. But E.T. was supposed to be a horror film at first, right?
I don't know. There's some rumors that it was originally written that way, and then they changed it. I think one of the things that scared me was when all the men come to get E.T. and they're all in the hazmat outfits and everything.
Oh, yeah, that is creepy.
But I always had this fear. Every time I go to bed, I was convinced that E.T. lived underneath my bed, and he was going to come out and get me unless I slept with the sheet sort of protecting me on both sides of my face.
Mm.
And that's how I sleep to this day because of E.T. Scarred me for life. One of the greatest family movies of all time. Scarred me for life, I should say.
The thing that scared me was intentionally scary, but I wasn't supposed to be watching it. It was a TV show that came on HBO. It was called Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
And one of the episodes, it was like these little dolls would come to life. And they killed like the owner or whatever. My mother owned a bunch of those dolls.
Yeah.
And she had them, and she still has them, in a case in the living room. Where we typically aren't allowed anyway, but there's a light over top of them. So like there's always a light shining on them. So every night before I went to bed, I would peek in the living room just to make sure they were still in there. And then I would close my door. So ever since then, I've always slept with a closed door.
Because the doll's going to
come get
you.
Because the dolls could get in. And yep. I don't want to see, even if they're not coming after me, I don't want to see them scurry down the hallway.
Telling you, there was a movie in the 80s made for TV that scared an entire generation of children. What's it called? I have it here. It was called The Day After.
The Day After?
Yep. November 20th, 1983. We're almost getting to the annual anniversary of this stupid movie. It was Cornball. But in the movie, the Russians dropped the bomb on us. Mm. And I don't know why it was so popular. 39 million people watched this show.
Mm.
And a lot of kids and me. I ended up seeing it. I just remember because it was all about the day after. We got bombed and then there was, you know, nuclear war and the nuclear winter and all the stuff that was in the air. It was almost like Walking Dead in a lot of ways. And it terrified me of the Russians and if that actually happened. Gosh. And what would I do? And how would we survive? And did we have enough food in the basement? And all these things. Terrifying! Oh.
That is scary.
And it was like a made-for-TV movie that I swear to you aired at about 6 or 7 o'clock at night. I remember that. It was just
and people loved it.
Here's what, I mean, people love The Wizard of Oz, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, not everybody. No. I can tell you that. Text 52353. Shannon in Boone's Mill was scared to death of The Wizard of Oz as a child. Now, she didn't like the flying monkeys. Which
They were actually pretty scary.
Yeah, understandable. Now, at the same time, Lindsay in Lynchburg then texted in. She saw The Wizard of Oz, and it terrified her, specifically the lion. The cowardly lion.
The lion.
Yep,
no.
The wimp in the movie.
The lion was a coward. Like, that throws you off. I'm terrified now. Makes sense.
That's
against nature.
He kind of had a big sort of face that was rosy cheeks in a way that, you know, your uncomfortable uncle that drinks too much tries to give you a hug. You know, that kind of just, hey, come on. That whole thing. Then we get another text, 52353. Wizard of Oz fear. They were terrified of Toto. Tiny little Toto.
Hey, little dogs, they're fighters. They're
so cute.
Bite your ankles.
Yeah, I guess not.
You saw what Toto was biting on the witch or whatever.
Spoiler alert.
That wasn't. It was a tag. It was protecting Dorothy. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, yeah, spoiler alert. It's a 100-year-old movie. I think she makes it home at the end, in case you're wondering.
The K92 Morning Bangs $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
They say good morning now. To Lee in Roanoke. Hi, Lee.
Hi, good morning.
Do you have a favorite number, Lee, or a lucky number, anything like that?
Come on, Lee.
Seven.
Seven's a good one. 13. I don't like.
13 is not a good one.
Yeah, it is. I don't like even numbers.
You don't like even numbers.
I said if I'm pumping gas and it lands on 2012, I have to give a couple more squirts till I get to.
A couple squirts.
Okay, so once a year when you get gas, you just have to give it another squirt.
Yeah.
I'm thinking right now, I've never met anyone in my life whose favorite number is 2.
No.
Think about
no.
that.
Well, I'd probably say football players.
Derek Jeter was number 2.
Exactly.
Who wants to be his number 2?
2. Yeah, no. I'm number 2.
Who wants to be number 7? I'm sorry, Lee. This is not an attack on you.
Can I win money, please? Lee, I'd like to give you $1,000. So Uptown Cheapskate, Roanoke, their Facebook page has your 3 free answers for today. It has your 3 free answers for tomorrow. They're also in the K92 radio app. Great deals at Uptown Cheapskate. Cash for clothes. Mm-hmm. You want to sell some clothes, get some money, start getting into the change of seasons. You want sweaters. You want a jacket, whatever it is. You can go ahead and do that. Uptown Cheapskate, Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. Lee, here's the deal. So you got your 3 free answers. Hopefully that's at least $30. $10 for every single question you get right. Get them all right. You will win $1,000. Are you ready, Lee?
I'm ready.
You don't want to debate more about people's favorite numbers?
No.
Perfect. Then we'll go ahead and do that. 60 seconds will start when I finish reading the first question. Good luck, Lee. Here we go. What's the name of the murderous doll in the Child's Play movies?
Chucky.
Yep. Yes.
On the TV show The Office, what's the name of the paper company they work for?
Pass.
Who's the bad guy in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies?
Freddy Krueger.
Yes.
Who played Harry Potter in the Harry Potter movies?
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Radcliffe,
yeah, there it is.
Yes.
True or false, Jennifer Lopez is 50 years old.
True.
Yes.
Yep. Basketball player Michael Jordan attended what college?
Pass.
Okay, who played Rose in the Titanic movie?
Kate Winslet.
Yes.
Okay, what are the first names of HGTV's Property Brothers?
Pass.
Okay. Actor Oscar Isaac plays what character in the Star Wars franchise?
Pass.
What's the capital of Alabama?
Capital of Alabama.
That's just like, I need
Montgomery.
Okay. Yes.
All right, no cheating. On the TV show The Office, what is the name of the paper company they work for?
Dunder Mifflin.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Basketball player Michael Jordan attended what college? I'm sorry. Time is up. Time is up.
You got seven.
$70,
okay.
Though.
Mm-hmm. $70.
That's a
good.
Nice little haul.
On a Tuesday.
Lee and
Lee's ghost. She talks to herself.
Lee's
ghost. That's good.
Yep. It's like Lee's ghost in the back that may or may not be on the internet, yeah. But that's fine. $70. So, Michael Jordan went to UNC, the University of North Carolina. He's a Tar Heel. HGTV's Property Brothers. That's Jonathan and Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And they're that's just uncomfortably manicured beards. I mean, it's just so... Perfect.
Very metro.
Slightly jealous. Oscar Isaac is Poe Dameron in the Star Wars movies. $70 for you, Lee. Everybody else, come on back tomorrow. $1,000 on the line every single weekday.
Ashley texted into 52353. She was born on February 2nd. So 2-2. Her favorite number is 2.
That's great.
My favorite aunt, her birthday is February 2nd, too.
Oh, do you like a cookie for that?
No. Yeah, I just want to share that with Ashley.
I'll get into a sandwich.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
I love that story.
If you enjoy Friends, watching that show, it's not bad. Well, Jennifer Aniston, I know, because I watched it before with Jared, and I'm like, okay, Friends is not...
It's a decent show.
But it's okay.
It's a good show to have on.
If it's on, it's on. Yeah. Right.
Friends is fine. What drives me crazy about it is, I mean, that's all we ever ask now.
What are they going to do?
You're going to get a reunion? You're going to get a reboot?
Well, people always want a reunion.
Going to be a reunion, a Friends reunion?
Like a reboot of the show?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No.
Why? Yes. What do you mean?
Do you think you have some secret information that there's going to... Listen, we would love for there to be something, but we don't know what that something is. So we're just trying. We're working on something.
Working on something.
Okay, are you ready for that something? Do you want that something?
No, I don't. I don't want it. I'm over it. I don't need it.
I don't want anything from any of those cast members.
Would you like Jennifer Aniston to kiss Ellen on television? Because that happened.
When was the last time you kissed a guy?
I kiss guys. I don't make out with guys, but I kiss guys on the lips.
Okay.
When's the last time you kissed a girl on the lips?
I don't kiss girls on the lips. No.
Yep, Ellen just goes in.
There you go. Oh, shit.
Yeah. You have such soft lips.
So do you. That's why I do what I do.
Go ahead, Ellen.
That's funny.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lizzo. Lizzo, she's celebrating being a part of Jeopardy because she was an answer.
I know, she's very excited.
In 2019, this five-letter rap and R&B artist had the juice to be nominated for Best New Artist at the VMAs. Diana.
Who is Lizzo?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Who is Lizzo?
She was very happy.
I read it in a book. Who is Lizzo? I learned it at the library.
You're listening to the K92 Morning Thang, where people match wits in the arena of fate. This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false, with a screw in you. Let's meet our contestants. We start with Preston. Good morning, Preston.
Morning, sir.
And I should point out, because we've had bad experiences with people named Preston in the past on this show, we have vetted this one as the good Preston. We've talked about this before, so don't let us down, good Preston.
I'll try not to.
See, I hate to take that title away from him. Yeah, Preston will be taking on Beth. Hi, Beth.
Hello.
All right, Beth and Preston. Preston, your choice. Would you like to go first or second in the game today?
We'll go second.
Okay, second for you. Beth, you will go first. Here's the deal. Fact or bullcrap is 3 rounds. I'll give you a statement, and you tell me if it is fact or bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed 1 screw. You force your opponent to answer your question instead. And let me get my music in there. Here we go.
Round one
in the game. Fact or bullcrap, Beth. 92% of people surveyed say they've been ghosted at least once. And this is 92% of single people surveyed say they've been ghosted at least once in their life. Fact, bullcrap, or screw. Beth.
Fact.
Fact is...
Correct.
There you go.
92%.
Ooh, that's high.
So basically everybody's ghosting everybody. But
you
know what?
Have you ever ghosted someone?
Me?
Or been ghosted?
I feel like I totally have in college.
Not in a dating situation and never to speak to them again. I've ghosted friends in conversations before, and then you realize a week later, oh, yeah, I just never responded.
I just decided I didn't want to talk to anybody anymore, so I just stopped.
Gave it up and moved on. Preston, here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Preston. When shopping for gifts, people say dad is the hardest person to shop for. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Preston?
I'm I'm going to go bull crap.
Bull crap is no.
That means you're wrong.
Dad's the hardest, then mom, then the kids, then the siblings.
Yeah.
I get it. My wife says I'm hard to shop for.
She don't want to just get socks every time.
Well, and I'm always just, I'm fine. I don't need anything. It's one of those. And the problem is, you ask me for gift ideas, and you want me to give you an answer of something that's like $20, $30. It's like, what do I want? $700 grill. But you're not going to get that for me. So why even tell you? And I don't want the
Y'all
napkin.
Y'all are so hard to shop for.
See?
Whiner.
Well,
for Christmas, I gave Jared a gaming chair. But now I'm like, this year, I don't know.
Just a regular chair.
A regular chair.
A folding chair.
Yes. Beth won. Preston minus one.
Round two.
Beth, your question in round two, fact or bullcrap. Beth, 33% of people say they'd go through a 5-hour surgery if it guaranteed that they'd get the best price on every single Christmas gift they bought. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? Beth.
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap is wrong.
Really?
That means you're wrong.
People
5 hours.
5 hours. You know there's apps for that. You don't even have to go through a surgery.
No, thank you.
Now, I don't need 5-hour surgery for nothing.
What are they doing in 5 hours?
I don't know. Yeah, what kind of surgery?
What are you tampering with?
What are you tampering
with? All
good
questions. Yeah. Preston, your chance to tie up the game factor, bullcrap. Preston, if forced to choose, 46% of people surveyed say they'd choose pumpkin spice flavor over chocolate. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Preston?
Fact.
Fact is, yeah.
Correct!
Pumpkin people are nuts.
What was the percentage?
46. Like a half and half. See, I do believe what it is the pumpkin spice flavor somehow gives you brain damage.
It has to.
Yeah.
The first time you have it.
That's right. And Preston, you're tied 0-0.
Round three.
Third and final round, all tied up. Both of you still have the screw in play if you want to use it on the other person. Beth, here's your question. Fact or bullcrap? The song, The Hokey Pokey. You know, that kind
of.
Yeah. In England, is called the Hokey Cokey. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? Beth!
Screw.
Screw. Preston, what do you think? Fact or bullcrap on that one?
Dang, I'm going to go with fact.
Fact is...
Correct.
Yep. It's called the Hokey Cokey.
I like the dang before.
Well, it's because, you know, you just kind of have to, I don't know, wildly flail your body around. So maybe that would be why. And you know what? I'm sort of disappointed in myself and also proud of myself at the same time that I don't have that goofy song in the system. Don't even have it to pull it out right now.
That's not a goofy song. Alma mater plays it before the fourth quarter of every hokey football game.
And your favorite number is 12, right. So you know.
I know. The first time I ever went to a hokey game and I sat there, I thought, wait, we're doing this? This is a thing? It was more confusing to me than white sauce at a Mexican restaurant. It was just, oh my God. All right, let's see. That was Beth's question. So Preston, here's yours. You're in the lead. So if you get a point on this, you win. You get it wrong, we go to tiebreaker. You can screw Beth if you want to. Factor bullcrap, Preston. Singer Elton John. John's middle name is Hercules. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Preston?
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap is... Yep.
Oh, really?
That means you're wrong.
Hercules?
Hercules, I love that.
Now, Elton John is not his real name. His real name is Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Yes.
But he changed it to
Elton Hercules.
Hercules John.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're changing it, you're going all in, right? All right, we're all tied up. So this question is for both of you. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap? According to millennials, burgers is the type of food that looks best on Instagram.
Beth,
what do you say? Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
Is... No!
That means you're wrong.
Ah, she lost.
By that.
But she lost on her own. Italian food. They say Italian food and pastas and all, because it's all shaped. It does come out nice because it's round and a lot of times it's on a nice plate.
We see so many burgers.
Burgers are nice.
They look good.
That's all I think about.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. All right, Beth, hang on. We'll get you a little something. Preston, congratulations. You are a grand prize winner today in the game.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Three stories ripped from the headlines. Take a little word out. Try to figure out what's going down in these wacky stories. Then you have your secret sound clue right on the other side. Man headbutts woman for insulting his blank. A. Hair. B. Bitmoji. Or C. Karaoke skills.
Karaoke skills.
Correct!
They take their karaoke very seriously in Japan. And this guy would be no different. He was a karaoke host, even. So I'm sure he thought he was really good at karaoke. So he was hanging out with some customers. Mm-hmm. And in Japan, a lot of the karaoke places have these private rooms.
Uh-huh.
So instead of doing karaoke in front of everybody,
you get your own room,
there's all these different rooms. And you just kind of rent out a room. So it's sort of you and your friends.
Yeah, they had that in New York. Like,
yeah, New York City has them too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really makes a lot of sense because nobody wants to hear random people.
I didn't like that. They said you can rent out a room. I'm like, I want to sing to everyone.
But no one wants to hear you. We don't want to hear you. When you walk in, I think, why do we not have a private room?
It's like, right. Man.
Yeah, well, he got mad. She started making fun of his karaoke, laughing at him, saying he was tone deaf. He freaked out, headbutted her, broke her eye socket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he got in trouble for that. Dude, you got arrested even. Next story. 5 hitmen caught and arrested because of blank. A, Facebook bragging. B, subcontracting. Or C, taxes.
I'm going taxes.
You're going taxes.
I'm just going to go A.
You're going to go A. Wow, you're both wrong.
That means you're wrong.
See, this is what happens now. None of us, we outsource everything. Yeah. Everyone gets all mad that we outsource everything. So all these hitmen got busted because everyone kept outsourcing the job. So the first guy got hired to kill someone for $282,000.
Oh.
So he hired a hitman to do it for him for $140,000.
Well.
So he thinks, all right, well, you know, we'll just split it. You get half. I get to keep half for doing nothing.
Everything.
You got to do all the hitmaning, and I'll just take this money. Well, that hitman thought, well, shoot, he can be a businessman like that. So I'm going to subcontract the deal to this other hitman for $109,000. And that dude thought, you know what? I'm going to subcontract that to another dude for $99,000.
Oh, wow.
And that dude said, you know what? I'm going to subcontract it to someone who wants to do it for $14,000, which seems like a very low price for a hitman.
Very low.
That guy called the guy who was supposed to get killed and said, yo, let's fake your death and we'll split the profits.
Oh, he called him.
Uh-huh. And the dude thought, nah, I think I'm going to tell the cops instead. And they all got busted, all 5 of these people.
Because somebody wants that person dead.
Yeah.
Let's tell the cops.
Yep. Why?
That's how lazy we are. 6 subcontractors later, everybody gets arrested. Final story, then the secret sound clue. Guy swallowed blank and didn't know it was lodged in his throat for a week. A cake topper. B, his iPhone. Or C, snake.
A.
I'm going A as well.
Cake topper is...
correct.
FTW. This guy ate a cupcake.
He was hungry.
For Mother's Day. He must have ate it real fast. It says after quickly consuming a Mother's Day cupcake. Didn't notice until a week later when doctors pulled it up on a CT scan. He had gone to the doctor complaining of throat pain. They did an x-ray, didn't see anything. Sent him back home. A few days later, now he got fever. And he's just, the throat pain is even worse. So they do the CAT scan and they pull out a cake topper that says Happy Mother's Day right on it.
Yeah.
I know. It tore in his throat. Huh?
Yeah, slow down, man.
He went to work.
Yeah, we eat too fast.
We do.
We don't do our own work and then we eat too fast.
What happens? I went to the hospital for a Dorito. I inhaled a Dorito years ago.
Inhaled a Dorito.
Well, I was eating
it. Inhaling it makes me think that you're just breathing it flies off of the table into your mouth.
Sucked it right out of the bag. It was amazing.
And I was really hungry.
I guess so.
And the doctor was like, well, you have a few cuts or whatever in your throat, but you're fine. You'll be all right.
I don't believe any of that actually happened.
But you can call Bedford Hospital.
That's not a real hospital. What are you talking about? I think your mother took it down the street to someone who had a doctor's costume as a Halloween costume.
In a barn or something?
Yep.
No.
Took you out to a barn and you thought, this must be the Bedford Hospital.
No.
It's the big city. Because she knew darn well, maybe got a little fleck of Dorito, and that was the end of it.
No.
And she told her friend Larry,
I was hungry that day.
Larry, just go ahead. I don't know why, but the vacuum cleaner over here just sucked a Dorito right off the table. If you're feeling good, then let's go ahead and blow somebody's trumpet now. Like, I'm going to blow Lizzo's trumpet for hitting that high note that Monica hits right there.
Shout out to you, Melissa.
Because that's the only part of the song I don't like.
You mean the part where she can sing and you can't?
Uh-oh.
Is that what this is?
Oh, don't try to throw shade at me.
I don't think he tried. I think it happened. It's overcast.
He did, yes. But I don't like that part. Usually because she hits that note right as I'm thinking about something. I'm like, just be quiet for a second.
Does it count as shade if I'm pointing out something that is 1,000% fact? Is that...
I can't. My voice is gone. I can't really hit the note.
You can't hit it right now?
No.
Yeah. All right. See, even your voice doesn't want to be a part of this. I can't do that. Tuesday in the house, which a lot of times can be just
an
annoying day. So we go ahead and blow the trumpet of people. Maybe somebody in your life that's doing something awesome. Uh-huh. You can text in to 52353. Like this dude that texts in, want to shout out his. He says, my future wife, Stephanie, who has not only planned 95% of the wedding that's going on this weekend, she also works full-time and takes care of both our boys that are both under the age of 2. So shout out to her.
Yes, and congratulations.
I would say to that dude, stop pointing out all those things.
95% of the way.
She's like, hey there, 5%. What are you doing over
here? You want to show up?
Get over here. Pick out some napkin colors or something. But yeah, shout it out now to 52353. Who deserves to know? Favorite person going to get a little bit of a prize. Antoine, what do you got going on over there?
I want to shout out the trumpet or blow the trumpet for D'Angelo Williams.
You know what? Just yell at the trumpet.
Yes.
Hey, trumpet! D'Angelo Williams.
D'Angelo Williams, former NFL running back.
Yeah, he played for the Steelers for a while.
Mm-hmm. He lost his mother to breast cancer. She was at the age of 53 in 2006. And so he wanted to pay for 53 mammograms because we know October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. He wanted to pay for 53 mammograms for women to go get checked.
That's great.
Since then, he's paid for over 500. And he started a foundation to where their goal is to have a place in every state that does free mammograms.
That's cool.
It is something that comes up a lot here is the importance of the early screening and the early detection. And if you have not had your mammogram, then please.
Doing a self-check, a monthly self-check. You know?
Yes.
Yep, just definitely. And there's ways you can look online and tell you the proper way to do that. Absolutely.
Talk to your doctor.
Monica Brooks!
Blow on this!
Blow the trumpet of just good kids. Like, I realize for Hendrix's
there's
birthday,
no such thing.
There's good kids. Just good kids, you know?
Quit making things up.
Thank you, sleep. That's what she means.
Yeah, no, but even when they're sleeping, they're usually, like, snoring or tooting or whatever.
I mean, we talked about the birthday party, but just all the kids, not even the kids, you know, not only, you know, the people at the party, but the others. They were just, you know, really good.
Kids in general were
behaving just getting
themselves.
Along. They were behaving. They were making friends. And so it's neat to watch because sometimes you think, okay, they're just into video games or their phones.
Uh-huh.
But they were interacting and having a good time.
It is so nice when you see kids doing stuff.
Together.
As opposed to just staring at a screen and whatever. And look, screen time's fine. I enjoy it myself from time to time. Yeah. But then when all of a sudden they're riding bikes in the neighborhood and running through sprinklers.
It feels good to see.
Look at you being a child.
Yeah, that'll be the stuff you remember. Mm-hmm. You won't remember playing Booga Booga on
Roblox. Even the kid that I
try
to beat, you know, on the go-kart.
I'm blowing
his trumpet because he beat you. You lost to him. I wish his car was number 12.
Facts. That's what it is. Telling you, every group of friends talks about this. Nobody actually does it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain as we
blow on this.
Blow the trumpets. People have been texting in to 52353. Let's see. Brittany and Hurt. Shout out to my 4 kids who didn't kill each other this weekend and kept me sane through birthday parties and trunk or treats. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Let's see. Somebody else wants to just shout out Doug Jones for something he did to help out a little girl. Denise, you're being trumpeted.
Blow on this. Blow.
So this is from Miranda. I want to shout out my mom, Denise. She's always here for me, always helps me with my kids, and I'm a single mom, so it means a lot. So thank you, Mom. And Halloween is her birthday, so happy birthday to her. 6 friends, and I do believe at some point in your life, you sit around with a bunch of friends and you have this conversation. And you say, you know what we should do? We should all live in the same neighborhood.
Yep.
Like, we should all buy houses next to each other. Or, you know what we'll do? We'll buy land.
Uh-huh.
We'll buy land, and we'll all build houses, and we'll have our own private neighborhood where everybody knows everybody. Well, 6 friends in Tennessee did exactly that.
They got
together. They bought 32 acres of farmland. This is in Hendersonville, Tennessee, which is just outside of Nashville. They built 6 big houses, split the cost of all the stuff, like getting power and getting plumbing. So now it's 6 friends, all the spouses, 17 total children living in their own private neighborhood. All right. Why are you shaking your head? Why? And they even say it's not about being a compound or anything.
You wouldn't do it?
Oh, no, thank you.
Mm-mm. You don't want to live in a neighborhood with all the people you actually like.
But it's pretty much the town you grew up in. And I grew up in a small town, too. It's pretty much the same thing.
Now I will say this.
The pop-up.
Oh, the pop-in. My God, you didn't even bring that up. Okay, worst thing ever.
Those aren't good friends. I mean, those aren't good friends then.
But it's right there. So why not pop it in?
I'm just thinking, man, it's six couples all in a neighborhood together. It just takes one person to make out with one other person at one party. Because y'all never have to drive nowhere. So the next thing
you
know.
You're right there, you'd be like, you need sugar. You just walk in the house.
Yeah.
You built this community.
And then what happens if one person decides they want to move? Who's going to move into that house?
Y'all have terrible friends. I have five friends I could think of. I'm not going to name them because then friend number six would be upset. But I have five friends that I could think of right now that I could do this with, and it would be completely
successful. Don't think anything would happen?
Nope.
With one of your friends and one of your other friends' wives? You're fairly charming. I don't know.
I have friends, too, that I could see is moving, and I also see me violating their privacy and walking into their home.
You're their friend.
I am that friend. I'm going to tell you this.
You violate my privacy. You don't even live in my neighborhood. Yeah. So, you know, there's that. What if one person gets divorced? Then what?
Oh, no.
I mean, statistically, that's impossible to assume all six of these people
are going to stay together. Start another neighborhood.
Oh. You got to get new friends. Or all six of them got to get divorced. So you all got to get remarried. Then there's double.
Made it a little complicated.
Telling you. One night with tequila and this whole neighborhood's going down. That's all I'm saying. But you know what?
Blow on this. Blow.
Let's shout them out today because today is working out good. Now, this is going to be shocking news to you that the internet is mad.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks.
Yeah.
Most viral.
I will at least agree that I don't like this change at all. Antoine, you listened to this yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The alphabet change. Not a fan of the change of the alphabet.
What are they doing?
Well, you know, you had the song back in the day, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That one's, yeah. So, you know, it's H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Uh-huh.
So I guess there's too many kids that can't figure out that L, M, N, O, P is not just one letter. Can't you just tell them? Can you not
That's
just tell
what you
a
do,
kid?
Right?
L, M, N, O, and P, they're all the same. I mean, it's just a song. So, no, there's an alphabet song now where they slow it down.
Is this real?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Here it is.
A, B, C.
Already sounds like a nightmare.
D, E, F, G.
G, I'm going to kill you in your sleep. I mean, it's just.
H, I, J, K.
So, here's what they do.
L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T.
No, you've ruined everything.
V, W, X, Y, Z.
Absolutely not. See, they ruined everything.
So we're speeding up Netflix and slowing down the alphabet?
Exactly.
There we go.
We can't do anything right.
We have to speed up what we're watching so we can slow down what we're listening.
I don't like it.
This is similar to when Monica does karaoke. I'm like, you've ruined the original version of this song. I don't know what you're doing. Did you see the guy that refused to sacrifice his beer and darn near had his groin knocked off by a home run baseball during the World Series?
Yes.
No,
Oh, man. He was double fisting beers. He's on the outfield, so this is far away.
Yeah.
Guy hits a home run, comes directly at him. So what do? You got a beer in each hand.
Yeah.
Well, what he did is he just let the ball hit him in the gut.
Oh.
It just smacked him.
Yes.
Those things are coming 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard hit.
Yeah, and he took it to the gut. Didn't spill a drop either.
Well, so I was coming down, just having a few beers, and I saw the ball come. I just wanted to catch it in my chest. Because my hands were full.
Full with what?
I wanted Bud Light.
Hey, and you're from D.C.?
Washington, D.C.
Can I get a big Go Nats?
Go Nats. Win it up. Go Nats.
Yeah, he almost got hit in the Go Nats. I'm just saying.
Bud Light, because that's what he was holding in his hand.
They step in. And
well, they sent a message like, hey, can you find this guy? And they put a video up. And they're like, we're going to give him a reward.
Well, we found
that's
him.
Good.
He had a giant bruise on his stomach. He was very easy to find.
He must have waited in line a long time for that beer.
I know. And they're like $14.
Yeah, because I ain't dropping it.
No, I'm not dropping either of those. Yeah, so I'm sure Bud Light will give him a bunch of free beer. Then we'll find out he tweeted something questionably racist 9 years ago, and Bud Light will take away those beers. That'll be that. See, there were two women at the last game, too, that got banned from every Major League Baseball stadium because of what they did. They were just trying to distract the pitcher, so they may have flashed the pitcher. And also wanted to promote a website of theirs. It's called Shagmag, which is not safe for work. Don't go look at it. Of course, they say, oh, well, we were doing it for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm like, all right, good save. That's a good save. Right?
Most people are really down for it. We had women coming up to us after, like, hey, that was so amazing. I had breast cancer. Thanks for putting out there, girls. That was hilarious. That was awesome.
And
it's a spare few who are out there with the, emailing us, what's wrong with you? This is a family place.
I'll tell you this much. Baseball is too long and boring as it is. So if we need to spice it up just a little bit, there you go.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.